what we believe. We must be born of water and of the Spirit. We believe we must be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost through an ordinance called confirmation to be saved in the kingdom of heaven. The Savior taught, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5. The Lord also taught that the ordinance of baptism, like all other gospel ordinances, must be performed by a worthy priesthood holder. The person who is called of God and has authority from Jesus Christ to baptize shall go down into the water with the person. Then shall he immerse him or her in the water and come forth again out of the water. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 73 through 74. Baptism by immersion symbolizes the burial of the sinner and the spiritual rebirth of the person to live in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. By baptism, we leave behind our old life and start a new life as disciples of Jesus Christ. When we are confirmed, we become members of His church. Baptism also includes a sacred covenant, a promise between Heavenly Father and the individual who is baptized. We covenant to keep His commandments, serve Him and His children, and take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ. He promises to forgive our sins, pour out His Spirit more abundantly upon us, Mosiah chapter 18, verse 10, and offer us eternal life. The Savior Himself kept the commandment to be baptized, even though He was sinless. See Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. He was baptized to be obedient, to set the example for us, and to fulfill all righteousness. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 5 through 9. Thus, those who are baptized are following the Savior's example. For more information, see Chapter 2 in the Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Lorenzo Snow, 2012. Sidebar: A Sacred Covenant. Baptism is an ordinance denoting entry into a sacred and binding covenant between God and man. Men promise to forsake the world, love and serve their fellow men, visit the fatherless and the widows in their afflictions, proclaim peace, preach the gospel, serve the Lord, and keep His commandments. The Lord promises to pour out His Spirit more abundantly upon us, Mosiah chapter 18, verse 10, redeem His saints, both temporally and spiritually, number them with those of the first resurrection, and offer life eternal. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Gospel of Jesus Christ, Ensign, May 2008, page 46. End of the article, "We Must Be Born of Water and of the Spirit."